The other day, I advocated greater use of community-based ways to change the way we differ over the land and its resources. I was responding to a rising tide of ugliness in the way we've been treating each other on issues from water to mining and from forests to dams. I cited cases that have already spilled over into violence, right here in our own backyard. Yet I just saw 40 local residents reach deeply into themselves in search of ways to stop demonizing each other over their differences. It was part of a conflict resolution workshop sponsored by Southern Oregon University. By the end of the third day, several remarkable things happened. I saw a crusty forest commodity worker and one of his chief environmental critics exchange views vigorously and civilly for the first time. They'd been fighting for years, and yet they'd never met and never spoken to each other. When they were finished, they did something previously unimaginable. They shook hands warmly and said that, for the first time, they felt they could pick up the phone and call each other. Contrast that to the December shooting rampage in Chiloquin, Oregon, when three whites, angry about the Klamath water shortage, shot up that Native American town, screaming, "Come out and fight, sucker lovers!" Another way to resolve conflicts is through political struggle. Political competition involving our core values about the land and its resources is healthy. What's unhealthy is when we try to make people who disagree with us seem less human than ourselves. For one golden moment, the SOU workshop let 40 diverse people overcome that by locating the better angels of their nature. Disappointments? Sure. But loggers and miners and environmentalists said more than once, "Hey, I'm surprised. I'm actually enjoying everyone in this room." We're going to have more workshops of this kind at SOU, because the state of Jefferson is not Bosnia, because we can't let it become Los Angeles, and because, if we try, there's a lot we can work out.
Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. Why do you see it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long.
This is Les O'Coin.
We can work it out. We can work it out.